David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 246. Stand up for Jesus. At the end of yesterday's dollop, there was a reference to Christian rock. This reminded me of the first concert that I ever went to. I was brought up a Catholic, and the church youth group organised a trip to see a Christian rock concert. I was about 10-year-old, I think. But even so, I found the whole experience unsettling and cringeworthy. We all travelled to the concert on a coach and spent the journey singing happy, clappy Jesus songs. I hated it. I used to really enjoy the music at church. We had the luxury of a talented organist in our congregation and a sizeable, good quality church organ. He was able to play the organ properly, including all the pedals, and it sounded incredible. I used to go to church as a child making no fuss whatsoever because I was spellbound by the music, the power of the organ, the soaring voices of the choir, complete with descants and layers of harmony. Our priest, Father Kennedy, was also a really good singer, and where other priests might have chosen to just say most of the Mass in a dry delivery, he would take any opportunity possible to sing the various elements of the service, such as the offertory, or the bit where he tells you to shake each other's hands and wish each other peace. Through him, in him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. That's what he used to do. All the other priests used to just go, through him, in him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. He would go, through him, in him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. And we'd all go, Amen. Brilliant. But I wasn't a fan of this happy, clappy stuff that we were singing on the coach. Someone had a guitar which they could play in a mediocre fashion, and there was nothing beautiful, mysterious or powerful about this music. No lingering discords, no low, resonant pedal notes, no soaring counter-melodies or spine-tingling choral harmonies, just clumsy guitar thrashing, people lacklustrely clapping their hands and belting out twee lyrics like, "Rise and shine and give God his glory, glory," or "He's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole wide world in his hands," in slight, ridiculous American accents over repetitious and dull three-chord guitar strumming. I especially hated those happy, clappy Jesus songs that were meant to be funny, songs that tried to desperately say, "Hey, look, we believe in Jesus, yes, but that doesn't mean that we don't have a sense of humour." Although in actuality, these songs proved exactly the very opposite point. I can't remember any of these songs. I've been racking my brain to try and dredge up an example of one of these songs, but I must have repressed the memory. That's how hideously bad and painfully nauseating they were. I would try and rack my brain harder, but I'm writing this on a train, and I don't want to have some kind of psychotic episode or breakdown by resurfacing such horrors. Little did I know, though, that the worst part of the evening was still yet to come, and that the happy, clappy songs on the bus was nothing compared to the misery that I was about to suffer. The concert was horrendous. I know I might be depicting myself as a really snobbish, pretentious child, but I don't care. I loved music. Music was my world. I loved the sound of the church organ and the choir, and I loved my dad's record collection. Mike Oldfield, Cat Stevens, Leonard Cohen, Al Stewart, Harry Chapin, King Crimson. I loved listening to John Peel at night and the incredible array of sounds and styles. But this concert was the most middle-of-the-road, uninteresting, uninspiring drivel that I'd ever heard. I don't remember any of the songs, obviously, but they were essentially three chords all the way through, electric guitar, bass, a keyboard playing an uninspiring string pad, and very simplistic drum accompaniment, while the frontman sang things like, "Jesus is great, yeah, 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 Jesus is great, yeah, 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 yeah," and got everyone in the audience to join in and clap along. In fact, three quarters of every song seemed to be him getting the audience to join in with the mind-numbingly repetitious hook while clapping along. There was nothing of interest or substance at all. Towards the end of the concert, the frontman shouted to the audience, "Okay, are we ready to show Jesus that we love him tonight?" There was a loud, enthusiastic, "Yeah!" from the audience. "Okay, everyone, stand up, come on, stand up. Stand up for Jesus. Let's show Jesus just how much we love him tonight." I was confused by the logic of this idea. Did the man really think that Jesus would be watching and would be thrilled that some people in a concert hall in Newcastle were standing up for him? Bearing in mind that Jesus' father is all-knowing, surely his dad already knew if he loved his son and could easily pass the knowledge on to his son if he thought he'd be interested. So I think the act of standing up is a bit redundant, really. But I might be wrong. Maybe God and Jesus were up there in heaven looking down and were getting all excited by what was happening. Oh, come over here, Jesus. There's a few hundred people in Newcastle who are standing up to show their love for us. Oh, great. Tell me more, Father. Who have we got?
Well, let's have a look. There's Brian Jackson, you know, the welder from Sunderland. He's just stood up.
Good old Brian.
Yeah, he's a pretty solid candidate for heaven, I think, Dad.
We've got John Taylor, you know, the baker from Billingham.
Oh, yeah.
She's just stood up.
Ah, Cliff Bailey, the landlord from Darlington.
Ah, so old Cliff has finally come around to believing in us, has he?
Interesting.
Well, he's got a lot of catching up to do if he's going to get into heaven after the whole adultery episode. Not to mention that time that I caught him coveting his neighbour's oxen. And you know that's one of my pet hates, Jesus, the old ox coveting.
I'll be reminding him about that when he gets to the gates.
I very much doubt that Jesus or God are in the least bit bothered whether a few hundred people stand up in a middle-of-the-road Christian rock concert in Newcastle to clap, sway, and sing, Jesus, we love you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Jesus, we love you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Over and over again. Of course I stood up. I mean, everyone else around me was standing up. So I just stood up and half-heartedly swayed and clapped. After another 30 repeats of the Jesus, we love you, yeah, 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 hook, the frontman once again addressed the audience.
Okay, there are a small handful of people in this hall tonight. It's a small handful of people who are not standing up.
No, don't look round. We know we don't want to embarrass them, but I want to repeat my invitation to stand up. Come on. Join us. Stand up and show the Lord Jesus that you love him. Come on, stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus.
He then recommenced his singing.
Jesus, we love you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Jesus, we love you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Over and over again. And the audience all joined in, whilst no doubt trying to subtly turn their heads to take a peek at the remaining few people who hadn't stood up. After another minute of,
Jesus, we love you, yeah, 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 yeah,
the frontman's voice came again.
Bless you, my friends. Bless you for choosing to stand up and show the Lord Jesus that you love him. But there are still three people in the hall tonight, and please don't look round. We don't want to embarrass them, but I want to extend my invitation to them one more time. Come on, join us. Please, stand up and show the Lord Jesus that you love him tonight. Come on, stand up for Jesus. Let's encourage them, everyone. Come on, clap your hands. Huh. Raise your voices and let's sing together. Stand up for Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Stand up for Jesus. Yeah, 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 yeah.
A minute or so later, the frontman shouted to the audience that there were now only two people who wouldn't stand up to show the Lord Jesus that they loved him. After another 2 minutes of this weird and pointless hectoring, the two remaining people stood up. The frontman was triumphant, and the audience whooped and cheered this apparent victory, and everyone sang over and over again with even more vigour.
Jesus, we love you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Over and over again. My dad also thought this was a bit much, and fortunately, he never took me to another Christian rock concert. I continued to go to church until the organist left the church to become a priest. They never did manage to replace the organist. Instead, they just had someone who would play the starting note, and then we would lacklustily join in, drifting more and more out of tune as the song progressed. But then, a couple of weeks later, the priest announced the good news that we would shortly be getting a replacement musician to accompany the singing. I am happy to say that as of next week, we will have guitar accompaniment from a member of the church youth team. I knew it was time to leave, and I had to break the news to my dad that I would no longer be going to church.
Jesus! I'm afraid I've got some bad news, son. I'm afraid we've lost David Eagle.
What? Really, Father? Oh, damn. But he stood up for me in Newcastle only a couple of years ago.
Oh, that is a shame. That's a disappointment.
I'm afraid we've also lost Cliff Bailey as well, the pub landlord from Darlington. I caught him coveting his neighbour's oxen again. I won't tolerate it, Jesus. I just won't.